Yo, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Doughboys Podcast. We're back on the regular fucking day schedule. Only thing is, don't have my nigga Luis here. But I do have some familiar voices you guys have already heard from Saturday's podcast. Introducing my nigga Fidel. Say what's up, nigga.
What's up?
And introducing from SOS Productions. My nigga Robert.
It's your boy Roddy in the cut, you know what I'm saying? I might as well be the fucking the next side host, whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Nah, Luis is just busy, bro. We just haven't had time to really collaborate on a podcast. I've been out with my fucking back and he's been at school, so we're both kind of busy at the same time. Can't blame a nigga, he's doing his thing.
I'm saying the side.
The backup.
Side.
I ain't trying to replace no one here.
I feel you. Trying to add to the team.
Exactly.
Yay! You're trying to be our KD?
Nah,
to our Curry and Thompson?
Nah, we don't speak of that.
Yeah,
we don't speak of that name.
Yeah, we do. Fuck you. Why are you disrespecting KD like that? All I want to say is LeBron was the original snake. I don't want to fucking hear it.
Man.
Nigga couldn't win in Cleveland, so you had to go to Miami. And before you pussy say, oh, KD, shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut the fuck up. Regardless, whether or not. If LeBron would have stayed in Cleveland, his career would not be the same. Nigga lost to the Celtics. Nigga lost to the Spurs. Nigga lost to the Warriors. Nigga lost to Dirk Nowitzki. I don't want to hear it. Whatever the fuck the nigga's name is. Don't want to hear it. Still lost. Jordan 6-0. Kobe 5-0.
LeBron 4-9.
Shaq is 5-0.
Shaq is better than LeBron in my opinion.
Oh, Shaq is if not one of the top. Even
he's
though
he's more dominant.
Again, he's not the best big man. He's behind. You know, I think the only reason why LeBron is good is because he's got longevity.
Yeah, that's because he took care of his body.
That's it.
Yeah.
Nigga never had fun.
What'd you say?
Never had fun.
He never had fun?
Never had a gambling problem. Never had never had his dad killed after winning his third championship.
But you didn't have a dad.
Fuck LeBron. And his fucking daddy. Fuck them both.
Okay.
Nah, fuck LeBron and everything that he stands for. Is he a good player? Yeah. Is he one of the greatest? I'll give him that. But is he the greatest of all time? No. I say he's top 10.
Yeah.
But there's a long list of people. I put LeBron. LeBron, Kobe, Shaq. Magic.
LeBron, Kobe, Shaq.
Kareem. Shaq. Did I say Shaq already?
Yeah, I think
is this an order?
No. Well, if it's my order, in my own opinion, I feel like they try to say that LeBron was the best player, I guess, in the decade. But if it's based on stats, then yeah. But if it's based on reality, I think KD did the most. KD took a team like, bro, if you can take a team like the Thunder nigga to the finals with no star players besides a fucking piece of shit Russell Westbrook and a fucking pain in the ass James Harden, I don't see why you can't get your credit. Nigga couldn't win in fucking, that's what people don't understand. He couldn't win in OKC. I don't understand why people keep calling him a snake. He couldn't win there. James Harden realized that. He left. KD left. Bro, look at Paul George.
I think James Harden was traded.
He got traded because he couldn't win. He didn't have the drive.
After they lost.
Yeah. And he got traded to the Rockets. No, he left because he signed to the Rockets.
After the finals, after they lost.
Yeah, they let him go.
Yeah,
he signed to the Rockets.
Is there a bottle in there? Yeah.
Trying to get drunk, nigga?
Oh, yeah.
But
no, we're not trying to get drunk, man. It sets the mood. You know,
trying to have a little sip on. I'm kind of chilling on my little power drink.
Get you a little loose. Get you
loose.
I'm already loose, nigga. Been loose. I'm not a fucking wet loose pussy, nigga. Don't get me fucked up, but I'm already loose.
No, I was about to talk my shit.
What are you gonna say?
I'm not gonna talk my shit.
Nah, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Don't say anything that's controversial.
You're the one that shouldn't say nothing.
The fuck up, nigga. No, do you guys believe in conspiracy theories or no?
Yes.
Well, give me one that you believe in. Do you think the Illuminati's real?
I think they were.
Not anymore?
I think there's like a ghetto version of it now, yeah. Like niggas trying to recreate it. make it a cool thing, but like it's not.
So you think there was one though?
Yeah, there was in history. There was an Illuminati. It was like ended by the
really?
Government. Yeah, you didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it was like an official thing and it officially ended it, but like people say it's still somehow out there.
What?
But I feel like it's just like a ghetto version of it.
What about you, nigga? What you feel about conspiracy theories? You got one?
Nah, I seen one this morning, but I don't remember.
Bro, it's crazy because I go on, I look at podcasts, bro, and I think they deadass either, like, review the fucking... They either have it on a piece of paper, the theories that they think of, or they just deadass remember them. Because the one theory I was listening to, bro, okay, and it kind of makes sense, but it kind of doesn't. So they were saying, right, that UFOs, how people keep thinking that it's aliens. There's a theory that instead of it being aliens, it's actually time travelers. And it's people from the future coming back to the past, looking at certain times in history. Like at a certain time. Because they were like, if you see how, you know how people, when they say they capture UFOs, they always see like lights, but from a distance. They never see it in fucking person. But they never, like, from here to the fucking park, they never see it like that. No, I'm okay. They say that they always see it from a distance. And they're saying that it's a time traveler traveling back in time, looking at the past and what they're looking at, like, their future and shit like that.
There's a food.
The longer the suck, the dunner the food, bro.
That shit was past the shorts, my boy.
Bro, look at him. The short. Didn't the motherfuckers look like pants? Look at him, bro. He's just chilling.
Shut the fuck up, nigga. Yeah, hey, you got fucked look. Up.
He's wearing some Skechers too.
101, how to get your host fucked up at the park.
He's gone.
Anyways.
I'm surprised that bike still stayed together.
I wouldn't be surprised if they were time travelers. I mean, at this point, who knows? You know what I'm saying?
Bro.
But I personally don't believe that's the case. But I'd leave room for possibility.
If you could time travel, where would you go back to?
Fuck, I didn't
see. When they built the pyramids?
When they built the pyramids? Which ones?
I want to see what life was like.
The Mexican one? Egypt. Oh, well, there's the ones in Mexico. That's yeah. Hey, bro, there's another theory that my dad was telling me, too. He said, how is it possible? That's why I think, too, that aliens are real, because it said, how is it possible that they believe in the same thing? It just looks different. Because Egypt and Mexico, bro, they all have pyramids like that.
Yeah.
And the world was all fucking... I don't think... Oh, no, the world was already broken up, but it's crazy how they had fucking pyramids just like in Egypt. Yeah. Built the same way, everything.
Like, they weren't even, like... near each other.
No, bro, far as fuck. Look at Egypt's how fucking far away from fucking Mexico.
I want to see how society was. You know
back then?
Yeah.
Slavery, you know motherfucker?
Nah, but like, not just that, but like, just like walking around in the city, I guess.
In Egypt?
Like, and like, yeah, motherfucker. And seeing like what the fuck they're up to. You know what I'm saying? See what they're talking about.
Like, hey, motherfucker, what you doing?
Yeah,
what
happened was just
like, you know, picking up a fucking
wait,
brick.
Know, just fucking, yes, fucking building this pyramid.
Ooh, bro, imagine going back in time and trying to fucking Egyptian bitch from back in the day. Ooh.
Bro, how you would think of that?
Hell, bro, if I'm going back in time, bro, I want to go back in time to meet Marilyn Monroe. Bro.
You're nasty.
How?
Nigga, her...
Marilyn Monroe was bad as fuck.
My woman, I'm sorry, but I'm... Nigga, her pussy was... Probably look like a cannonball went through that shit with all those niggas.
You think so? Bro, I just wanted to meet her. I didn't want to fuck her.
I just did he not say he wanted to fuck her?
I want to meet Marilyn Monroe and see if she's actually that pretty, bro. Because like the whole her whole thing, but like I feel like that's just it's a picture to me. It's like someone drew it.
It was a photo.
The way it looks though, nigga looks like a fucking drawing.
It's an actual photo.
I have to go back
you
in
might
time
have seen
to see.
Drawings
but I get what you say though. Like,
yeah, I know what you mean.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're
bro, I just... Bro, and I also want to go back and meet JFK before he got killed. Like, if I can go back in time and stop JFK from getting assassinated... I know he did. That's my favorite president.
Yeah.
This nigga is so smart. He built tunnels under the pyramid to fuck a bad bitch.
I seen this one post. It was talking about how the FBI had like,
something to do with
it. Yeah, they had something to do
with it. Yeah, that they set him up. Because he was causing too much bullshit.
He wanted to disband the CIA. Because he said there was no... There's no need for that kind of like that kind of agency to be able to do the things they're able to do.
Well, you know why?
Like invade privacy and shit without people knowing.
He was with the mob too. That's how he got in.
Oh yeah, I see. Yeah.
The mob.
The mafia is what got him into the presidency. That's why there's a whole lot of shit surrounded by that motherfucker, bro. You got the FBI, the CIA, that nigga Oswald.
He wanted to expose UFOs too.
Aliens. He's fucking a bad bitch. Got the fucking mafia on my ass. While having a wife. This nigga, I'm telling you, he built tunnels to fuck this bitch. He would fuck her and then send her through underground. And then fuck his wife.
That's pretty bad. No, I'm just kidding.
That is bad. Nah, that's bad. That's
I mean, go underground real quick, bitch.
Where do I hide? Nah, bitch, I got you a tunnel.
You're like, bitch, where do I hide? Bitch, I'll move the bed. Climb under the fucking... Go down there, bitch. There's a McDonald's and everything down there.
At that point, just break up with your girl type of shit.
You can't do that when you're the president, especially at that time. At that,
like, hey, we're going through a divorce.
It's a different time period.
Bro, what you mean?
That shit was not common back in the day. That shit was frowned upon when they found out. Marilyn Monroe.
I don't know if I believe you on that.
Marilyn Monroe was looked at as a whore after that. Yeah, she. Bro, how did she die?
I think I heard a conspiracy on her death too.
For real?
Yeah.
I don't know how she died. That's crazy.
Didn't they kill her?
Supposedly.
Oh, they did kill her?
I mean, that's what they said.
They probably killed her because all that. Bro, that's fucking crazy.
All the niggas she fucked.
And all the shit she probably knew.
Like she, about to jinx me.
She probably knew too much shit. She probably knew too much and said too much. She's trying to, after they killed JFK, she was trying to expose him. Maybe. Then again, I don't know, bro.
What were your questions then?
Oh,
so you asked Fidel. Oh shit.
So the first, you good, bitch? Time out.
No, I'm good.
The first question is. No, I'm okay for right now. The first question is, if you could have a job, nigga, so pretty much your dream job, how would you start it?
My dream job?
Yeah, how would you start it and what would you do?
Nigga, I don't even know what I want to do.
We got to let him, like, fully explain his ideas and not interrupt them. I want to hear what he says completely.
I'm an investor. I just gave you $1 million to start a business, your dream business. What's the first thing you do and what's your business?
I'm making this sound like an interview. It's just a question, nigga. I honestly don't know.
What do you like to do, bitch?
Nothing, nigga. I just like to work out and play. That's it.
So why don't you say you'd want to make a fucking gym or something, nigga?
A gym.
On the fucking.
That shit low key. A gym would be.
A gym where you can smoke.
Ah, ooh.
See, bitch, I'm over here brainstorming ideas.
Hey, low key.
Bro. A gym where you can work out and get high. Dang! You have a fucking stressful day. You work out, and then after there's a no other side. Relax. Hey, bitch! You stole my idea. I'm coming for you. This is proof, bro. Low key. What would the gym? Oh, what would I call that though?
I would
CBD fitness.
I would nah.
CBD THC fitness. I'd have like a gorilla with the fucking half the gorilla pumping like a dumbbell, and the other half smoking a joint.
Oh.
That'd be kind of dope, nigga. It'd look like a sport, but instead of it being like, there'd be a pool and shit there, but on the other side of the gym, you can go and smoke, meet new people.
Oh, we were talking about how they should make like little like places where like stone and shit.
Oh, like little areas for people to smoke in public, like marijuana, but like be out of the way type of shit.
Like that'd be kind of dope since now that it's legal.
Yeah.
So instead of having like a little bar.
So basically like just like a bench and
A bench and a fucking... Like, what we're under right now, y'all can't see.
Bro, you know what they should do? They should do that shit in nature, though.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah, like, at a national park. If I was a national park, like, I'd help out stoners. Be like, all right, look, here's a little portion of the park. There's a little picnic table. You can go smoke weed, kick back.
National park.
Edible snacks at the station.
Nah, we won't be able to smoke at no national
park. Why not?
That's federal, cuz.
That's probably, if not...
You might even catch the place on fire, nigga.
Yeah, my mom.
Oh shit, I didn't think about that. No cocaine or none of that though, just strictly weed.
Man, shit, I global warming though.
You think it's real?
Yeah.
I don't know anymore.
But I think it's natural. Yeah, I think it's natural, but I think like humans and shit are speeding it up.
So why is it so fucking cold now?
What do you mean?
Nigga, we're in March and it's still fucking cold.
Because ice is melting. And there's more CO2 in the air.
Because the ice is melting?
Yeah.
So that's another thing too. I was looking at, I was telling my mom, I was like, if global warming's real, why the fuck is it getting so cold over here? Bro, it fucking snowed in Texas.
Like, global warming is just overall, throughout all the seasons, it's always gonna be hot and then get cold.
Right.
But the warmer it overall gets, the more extreme the hots and the colds are gonna be.
So how hot do you think it's gonna get here?
Honestly, I don't know.
Because we got to
last year like
130. Yeah, we got 130 last year, I think.
I wouldn't be surprised if it just kept going up every year.
Fuck, nigga.
I honestly wouldn't be surprised. So that's global warming.
That's what I'm saying. So if it gets hot, okay, so if it's melting in Antarctica, nigga, is it getting hot over there? So when it's summertime over here, is it getting cold back up there? Or what the fuck? How does that work?
I don't know how that works. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Or does it just melt year round?
What do you mean? No, it just...
There's got to be a point where it gets cold. Just like how we have winter here.
It gets seasons cold, too.
But during the summer is when it melts the most.
Well, is this the summertime for that, or what the fuck?
I think it's just, I don't even know.
That's what I'm saying, because it's cold now.
Well, eventually, everywhere it gets hot and then cold, unless you're in, like, Alaska or something, which I don't fucking
know. Well, it's fucking Alaska's melting, so is it hot in that bitch to where it's making
Alaska's
it cold down here?
Melting. What do you mean?
Isn't
Antarctica and shit is actual ice.
That's I got Alaska and Antarctica mixed up, my bad.
Under the ice, there's no land, because it's just straight ocean.
There's an underground city there.
It's just the ice making the land. land, quote unquote land.
That's fucking crazy.
But once the ice melts away, there's no more North Pole.
Or what if? Won't be shit. What if it's not even global warming? What if it's like? Remember how we were talking about how there's a city underneath Antarctica? What if it's that city that's trying to break through, nigga, and warm everything up? Nigga, imagine if people come out through that bitch, and like 5 years from now, this motherfucker's coming out, talking to us, be like, hey, nigga, we lived on the ground. You're fucking up, you're fucking up the planet. Heard y'all got some shit called tree up in this bitch? What's up?
Nah, bro, once the ice melts, most coastal cities will be underwater.
So we'll have
at
a beach.
Least, with at least 5 feet of water, or 3 feet.
No, so, I heard that.
So imagine, like, up to your knee, water just always being in California.
California's fucked.
Yeah,
I never want to live there,
especially with that fucking San Andreas line.
The fall line, huh?
Yeah, y'all are fucked.
What's that? I always got it, but I never really thought about it. What the fuck is wrong with that shit? If it breaks, the whole country's, the whole state's fucked, or what?
Like, cause it's, I think it's, don't quote me on this. This is from, I think from what I've heard, is two plates, and they join in between California, the whole state.
Uh-huh.
Right. So when the plates move and they cause earthquakes, they move either. I don't know if it goes down or up. Either way. But that makes the ground just slide. And it's just a certain fault line that goes under the whole city. That's like tectonic plates and shit. That run together. Fuck? They either go above each other or
with
below.
That environment. Wait, that's not even environmental science, is it?
I think so.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's earthquakes and shit.
What? But
they could also run too. If they're sliding past each other. But I don't think those are sliding.
Get some of that stick friction going. Get some of that one-on-one.
Dude.
That mountain sex, you feel me?
Oh yeah, I heard that it's dangerous though if like the ice keeps melting though, because like diseases and shit can be like
trapped in the ice.
What the fuck?
So when they melt, they like thaw out like regular meat, and it just comes back to life. It can't.
Nigga, what kind of diseases have they found in that ice though?
I think there's been some diseases I can't name.
Damn.
There's been some diseases. Hey, let's check. Awesome. Never mind. We're on the podcast.
What happened?
Oh, no. You missed.
I thought you were talking about the car.
Nah.
Might have to hit a lick.
But
might have to hit a lick.
But no, that'd be crazy if some fucking... That's what I'm... Bro, that's some shit about Mars that I'm thinking about, too. Because you know how they say there's ice on Mars? When they melt the ice and when it melts to make oceans and lakes, what if there's, like, viruses and shit in that ice that would kill us completely?
Bro, you know what I think about Mars?
From another planet.
I think Mars is just like Earth, nigga.
Like, is that reasonable for me to think? Let me know. I
said,
you know what I'm saying?
I said,
bro, okay, so this is the thing I've been thinking about. So Mars, right? They say there's really nothing in Mars, but there's been like water and shit there.
Yeah.
So what if Mars was the original Earth?
People say it used to be Earth.
And then the only people that made it, nigga, out of Mars was Adam and Eve. And that's why they say Adam and Eve, because they're the only two people that made it, and then they expanded, nigga, to make what the fuck we have now. I'd be scared as fuck, because what the fuck happened on Mars that we're fucking up here? Where do we fucking go from there, nigga?
People say that the way Mars looks, like when you're there, is like how when it's all orange and shit and all the rocks are fucked and orange too. That's what the equivalent, like, the Earth would look like if we went through like a nuclear war.
Fuck.
And like the whole world just got fucked up from it.
That's kind of fucked.
People were like, well, what if they got into nuclear war?
Well, nigga, did you see that they're training for Mars by volcanoes and shit? So it's hot as fuck in that bitch.
Yeah.
What if they just, like, start finding skeletons, bro?
Nigga, if they start finding skeletons, like, bro, that's skeleton. Fucked.
That'd be badass. That'd be sick.
I'd be scared, nigga.
I'd be hyped as fuck.
I would not be hyped, bro. I'd be scared as fuck.
Because that means there was life before Earth.
Oh, right, but damn. Then that means that, yeah, exactly. Way in the fuck over there. So
that's sick as fuck, nigga.
Fuck that.
That'd make me want to go to Mars even more than I already want.
I don't want to go over there. I think I'd be scared as fuck. I think I'd be questioning life at that point.
I was telling these fools, by the time I'm like late 30s, like late 40s maybe, I'd be down to like actually go to Mars and shit. Like to actually buy a ticket to go. And be down to stay there for the rest of my life type of shit.
Really?
Yeah. So, bro, some rich but like, Asian dude.
If I'm set up by 40 and I have everything I want to do down here.
Okay, but so why would you want to leave something if you haven't even experienced everything on Earth yet?
No, that's what I'm saying. By the time I'm like in my late 40s, I would hope I do all the things I want to do.
And then
I have everything like accomplished, basically.
Like a game?
Basically.
You're like, fuck it, I got everything done.
Next level, yeah.
Bro, but what if, but think about it, you're leaving a lot of shit behind here.
Hey, shout out Robin Hood.
I would be able to get shout out
Robin Hood. Hey, we playing with them numbers.
By the time I'm 30, 40, that shit might just take me there.
Nigga, but what if you can't smoke or nothing in Mars, bro?
Fuck, it's Mars, nigga.
What the fuck are you gonna do in Mars, nigga?
I'd be high on the experience, my boy. Bro.
Just kicking in a fucking... Nah, fuck
like,
that.
Like, nigga, I'm on Mars. And then I'd see Earth over there. I'd be like, nigga, that's I'm looking at Earth right now.
I used to live there.
Exactly. That'd be badass, my nigga. Like, imagine you saw me on Snapchat and you see me like...
You got service over there?
I'm on Mars, bro. I'm telling you.
You gotta make fucking... You gotta make terrestrial calls to another planet? Yeah. Gabe, Verizon, hey.
Honestly, I feel like Elon can do that.
But imagine how expensive that's gonna be, nigga. That's expensive. That's expensive, nigga.
Bro, that's not bad.
Okay, but I'm talking for the regular person.
Oh no, shit.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not gonna be cheap, nigga. It's not gonna be no bus ticket.
Fuck that. I'd rather spend the money here on Earth than nigga, fucking somewhere else.
It's literally a rocket taking you into outer space and landing you on another planet. I would pay anything.
Yeah,
for that.
But what if you don't make it back? Why risk fuck that? It, nigga. Fuck that. I'd rather go to the moon and back.
That's life, bro. That's what I'm saying to go at 40, nigga.
Nah, I'd rather go to the moon.
Plus, you still gotta be healthy by the time you get on the rock. You can't be like a fucking...
See, that's some bullshit. Because what if a Make-A-Wish Foundation motherfucker wants to go to Mars?
Tell him to get his weight up.
Well, how the fuck you get... I can't get my weight up, man. What the fuck? How the fuck are you supposed to get up?
We take that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying?
But nah, I mean, if you can't go, nigga, that sucks. You know what I'm saying?
If you can't go,
that sucks. For real. And that's coming from a nigga that doesn't even know if he can go type shit. If he qualifies shit.
I don't know.
That'd be sick as fuck. That'd be like, if that was a purpose in my life, I would say that was my purpose. To eventually go to Mars.
That nigga really almost got hit by a fucking car.
Cool. Oh, that cool.
I almost wanted to witness that so we can get on the podcast.
Okay, well, nigga, they wouldn't be able to see shit.
No, but I can. They can hear me go.
Be the point?
They can hear me go. Damn, that nigga got hit by a car.
I'm just narrating everything.
Narrate the story.
Wish death upon me. Just came into my head, bro. Hey, the shot glasses, man.
Oh, Sean.
No, fuck it, man. Go first.
Jesus Christ. What was I gonna say? Oh, another thing is, another question of the day is, so that's what you'd be passionate about?
Motherfucker, you didn't ask me.
Yeah, nah, I was just about to ask you.
Yeah, I'm passionate about that. Hell,
you'd go to space?
Fuck yeah. Like, I really hope that, like, this is another thing. Like, I really hope that when I die, like, I really hope that my just consciousness can just go out into outer space and, like, experience shit. Like, I really wish that's something
what,
that
that's
I
can do?
That I can experience after I'm dead.
Fuck, I don't know, man.
There's a car watching.
There's a truck over there.
But
no. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm okay.
That's me. That's you, brother.
That's you, bitch. I'm not drinking.
I poured this shit for all you, bro.
Come verga, drink it, bro. I'm not drinking. Go ahead.
Fuck.
I'm not
it's
drinking.
A drinking
too.
Podcast.
Nah, you guys can go ahead. I don't want to drink. I'm kind of just chilling
cheers.
Today.
Cheers, you guys on the phone.
Hey, if you guys are hearing the podcast, make sure you get yourself a shot glass and get a little drink on with Fidel over
here.
God damn, that shit's strong. I can smell it from over here. I'm getting drunk off the smell.
Nah, what's up? What you gonna ask me?
Kind of the same thing with Fidel. So, if you were passionate, what's your passion? And if I gave you $1 million to start a business, what would it be?
Ooh, I think I know what this one.
I got other than space, what I just talked about. Obviously cars. If you know about me, chill around me or whatever. But honestly, if I tried to start a business, I'd probably open up like a mechanic shop and like a detailing shop next to it, right next to it.
Mm. Okay.
And I just run a business off of that.
And just go off that?
Just go off that.
Where would you put it?
You're pretty good with cars too, nigga.
Where would you put it though?
Where would I put
it?
Yeah. I'd probably put it somewhere around here, to be honest. I don't know anywhere that like that around here.
You wouldn't put it like in California or somewhere?
I was thinking about that too, but
see,
then again, it's Cali.
Yeah.
Cali tax.
Cali's kind of fucked, bro, because I feel like you can put stuff like that here, but you can't get that same exposure if you put it somewhere else.
I could probably put it in downtown Phoenix type shit.
Not in downtown Phoenix. You're going to get shit fucked up.
Like
put it in Scottsdale. Yeah, in Scottsdale.
Yeah, you're right. Scottsdale. But, that's what I would do. And I would use the rest of the money to buy my cars.
Yay! What's your dream car?
I got like 2 or 3.
Give me your. Let them know. Let the people know.
All right, so we talking...
Oh,
man, hold up.
You, I think
we
you
talking,
guys...
We talking R34, GTR, Skyline, Midnight Purple Edition with the black Nismo wheels.
I don't know. I don't know anything about cars,
don't
but...
2012 Lamborghini Aventador. 3 Fuck, that's a hard one. I don't know. I'd probably say, honestly, a Supra.
A Mark Supra?
Mark IV Supra.
You for the?
Shit, well, I'm not too good with my car names yet.
No. Bro, I'm not either, bro. I'm not into cars, but I know my dream car, nigga. I think they've already heard me on the podcast say it, but I'm going to get a 1998 Lamborghini Countach. White or black? Oh, pull it up. 1988 Lamborghini Countach.
Nah.
You see, you remember that?
That's a movie, huh?
You remember that?
I'm thinking this is
yeah.
That's my top five favorite.
Wolf of Wall Street? That shit goes hard, nigga. I like that movie.
I literally watched that. Call this coincidence or not. I watched that movie a day before that whole AMC GameStop shit started.
What,
like literally a couple hours before.
Oh, with the stock?
Was it 19?
Literally a day before, bro.
1988 Lamborghini Countach.
And that same night, I invested a fuck ton into Dogecoin. And bro, nigga, let me just tell you, the next day, my shit quadrupled, bro. The next day, just because I watched that movie, I felt a little inspired.
Ooh.
And the next day, that shit literally happened. So shout out Dogecoin, man. Gotta take me to my dreams. To the moon. To the moon.
You want it with the buggy eyes?
Let me see.
Oh, that one's hard.
Is it this one?
You want the pop-up headlights or the flat ones?
That one.
I would look you take the
pop-up. That one right there.
Oh, that one's hard.
That one's
anniversary edition.
Black or white. Bro, it's because it reminds me of the fuck. For some reason, it reminds me of the fucking Batmobile. They just looks dope as fuck.
Have you seen videos on them?
Yeah.
Fucking, I heard they're a bitch to drive.
I don't give a fuck.
I know. Yeah, at that point,
I told my mom, if I ever become a millionaire or a billionaire, that's the first thing I'd buy before I buy a fucking home. Mom said, that is the most dumbest thing. What are you going to do, live in a car?
Yeah,
I said, Mom, I said, I don't give a fuck if I'm homeless. I will live in that fucking Lamborghini. Yeah.
I'm going to change my third pick from the Super. Look up Aventador SVJ.
For those of you that don't know what a Lamborghini 1988 Lamborghini Countach looks like, go ahead and pause the podcast. Whip out your phone. Oh, don't pause the podcast because you listen to it on Spotify. Just go ahead and pull it up. Look it up, type it up, and just look up the black one or anything like that. Bro, fucking...
Oh, wait, is that like the GTA one?
I'm telling you, bro. Look at that.
Let me see.
If you're on your phone right now, look up.
Oh, yeah. It's like the GTA
Aventador
one.
SVJ.
Bro, remember when we used to have the... You used to see my Japanese car. Remember the anime car in GTA? Yeah. I love that car, bro.
Yeah.
I ended up selling it. I sold a lot of my cars.
I had the R32 in that game. GTA.
But remember the old-ass...
Yeah, the Skyline chicken, though.
The old-ass retro Lamborghini I had in the GTA game. And it was like a... When the sun hit it, it would turn like purple and blue.
Yeah.
That's the dream car. That's what I want to do to that car. I want to make it like a... I don't know how to say it. It's like a porcelain where you fucking... There you go. Where it hits the car and it changes the color. Like, if I had it black, I'm going to make it fucking purple or yellow.
The midnight purple R34 SS, that one's color shift. When the light hits it, it's purple. But on the edges of the light, it's like bluish, greenish.
Yeah.
Fucking fire, bro.
For
it's
real?
Like a dark-ass purple with that.
Fuck. That just sounds badass.
Nigga, that's the one that I took pictures of at that one car meet.
Sounds fucking sick. I don't really know much about cars, but as long as it gets me from point A to point B, I'm chilling.
Oh, yeah, I feel the same way.
And I also want to get that fucking Warthog from Tesla.
Purple
one. Oh, fuck. This one's fucking badass.
This is R34 and this is R35.
That shit's nice. What about the blue one? I like that blue one, low key. It's just kind of simple.
It was a Lexus IS300.
I like that. I like the simple cars.
These were the rims on that blue car.
That's fucking badass.
Look at the gold.
Like, I know, I see that. That's the first thing I looked at. I didn't even look at the blue. That's just fucking badass.
Look, this is R34. Look at the face of this shit, bro. Nismo on the grill. On the intercooler.
That's fucking crazy.
This is the
R34. I don't want to get a big ass truck,
exactly
too.
What I'd want, bro.
The color?
The Nismo. Black Nismo wheels, yeah.
You know what, too, I'd get if I was rich,
that's
too?
R35.
I get a fucking monster truck.
Yeah,
I get a fucking monster truck and I'd fucking have Big Sexy rearing on that bitch.
That
like cars like that. That shit's nice. The little spoiler.
Oh yeah.
That shit's badass.
I like the tail lights.
The
round. Yeah, the round ones.
Yeah.
When did you... Oh, bro, the 3000 GT with the body kit.
Hold on, bro. I fuck with the white body kits.
Hell.
Running on 30 minutes here on the podcast. It's pretty good.
That's pretty fast.
I'm telling you, that's badass.
Fucking, you got any more questions?
The more you talk, bro, the easier it is to not worry about the time. Mm-hmm. Like when we did on episode 4, how we just kept the fucking momentum going. Kept it going. Another question. You obviously know what the fuck my music playlist looks like. It's all over the fucking place, but
it's worse than mine. I thought mine was bad.
You want it like mine or less? A
little bit more. But what's the artist that you listen to, Rob? I know you're very heavy on Drake, but what's
I kind of slowed down on Drake.
Really?
Yeah, because I just feel like people are just dick riding now.
What do you mean dick riding?
I'm an original listener. Talking way back.
Way back before way views? Back.
Yeah, like way back. To when, like, I couldn't even recognize the music, it was being played around.
Nigga was on Degrassi type shit?
Not that far back.
That's not
I don't know if I was alive back then.
Degrassi was 2006.
For real?
Yeah, bro. Drizzy did not pop off till 2010.
That's crazy.
Bro, you know how I remember Drake?
I remember listening to 2009.
Bro, I remember Drake because the reason why I know him is because when I first saw Degrassi, he got shot in that fucking show. He got put in a wheelchair. And for the rest of the show, he's on a fucking wheelchair. Shout out to the niggas that know what Degrassi's all about.
Did you know on one of the episodes of that show, it was the first time he ever made a rap song and actually rapped it in front of people.
What?
They actually gave him permission to make a rap song rap it on the show.
Well, shout out Lil Wayne for putting him on. Shout out Weezy.
YMCMB. Till we die. Well, actually, until he sells it, which he already did.
Oh, really?
Fuck Lil Wayne. Yeah.
Nigga was in jail.
Drake and Nicki Minaj are pissed at him.
For selling that?
Because... They were their songs, and he gave them away.
Basically. Oh, what the fuck?
He sold them, yeah.
Damn.
He sold the rights to them. They were pissed at
him. I still can't believe Nicki Minaj was. She said she never fucked Drake. She never fucked Wayne. That's cap. She was fucking all of them. This nigga Rob just took a big old shot of Bucana.
Down.
How you feeling?
Like a million bucks.
Hell yeah.
Drake would say 25 million. No. What did
you
say?
I don't know. It's your fucking... That's just your boy trying to fucking say, bitch.
What does he say? He said, I don't even know. Something about being 25 and sitting on 25 mil. I feel like I don't even know.
All I know is that nigga's 30 and he's retired. Nice. That's what he said. He said, I'm the only 30-year-old that's going to retire.
He said 35.
Oh, 35?
He said, I must be... No, he said, I'm retired at 35. It's already funded. And he's already 35, but he said he was gonna still make music.
I'm waiting for him to drop that fucking album.
Bro, I thought he was actually gonna retire like last year, and like I was
really,
I was dead ass thinking like,
he didn't drop nothing last year.
Nah, I got to see his fucking concert.
Oh, thankfully. Bro, I never got to see him in person.
Bro, the concert was pretty lit.
I think, honestly, if I can go back in time, I think I'd want to see Juice WRLD in concert.
If I could go back in time, I'd fucking not have my ex there because she was lame as fuck at it.
For real?
I wish my current girl was there with me. Yeah, that shit was fucking lit, bro. I was the only one, like, lit in our section, bro.
What? Everybody was just sitting there?
Like, I was dead ass enjoying, like, a
fucking... Nigga, I feel like that's low-key. I feel like if I go to a concert, I want to pay expensive tickets because I want to fuck with everybody. I feel like if you get cheaper tickets, everybody's kind of whack.
Yeah, I should have been, like, at the bottom.
Bro, you know who I'd pay to go see? Travis Scott. I'd pay $1,000 to get fucked up in a mosh pit with Travis Scott. I'd be
can
fucking...
you drink?
Yeah, Nick. Who's going to stop you?
I think people
throw it in the bottle. Throw it in the bottle.
Smoke at a concert, to be honest.
Let's go to Rolling Loud.
Take one for me.
Nah, I'm okay. Nah, bro, I'm okay.
It's your own podcast.
That's okay. Nah, you guys go ahead. I'm okay. Just kind of vibing today. Really just enjoying the weather, talking, chilling. But yeah, I feel like another person. I already saw Ramon Ayala in concert. I feel like I'd want to see.
Did?
Yeah, he was at the fucking car show 2 years ago. Fuck? Nigga, he was at the super car show. Fuck yeah. I love that nigga, bro. I'd go back to see him again. That fat motherfucker. I love that big bitch. I want to go see him. The Tigres del Norte también. I want to see them too. Who else? Fidel, you fuck with Bad Bunny, huh?
Yeah.
Why, nigga?
What you mean?
I can't fuck with that nigga's music, bro.
Everybody got their artist, bitch.
So that's your artist?
One of them, yeah.
What was your top five that you listen to on a regular?
Oh, I listen to anybody under
me. But who's your, like, your regular, nigga? Five? I know that, like, the artist that you listen to, you know you have your top five, bitch.
Oh. The old
Fetty
Wap.
The old Fetty Wap? What the fuck?
Like
Remy Boys type Fetty Wap?
Yeah, that nigga. And Lil Wayne's one of them, but and then
who else?
Fuck, I don't know, bro. Oh, that Mexican fool with Fantasma. Is that what they call him? Fantasma?
Yeah.
Yeah, that fool. That's one of them. That's the third one.
Did Vincent Fernandez die, nigga?
Nah, that fool's... Oh, that nigga old.
That fool got a rape. Like, not a rape, I guess. He groped some fucking young-ass chicken in Mexico. Yeah. He was taking a photo, and, like, he had his arm wrapped around her. And he was, like, grabbing her shit on this side. Like, around her.
But, I mean... At this, hold on. No, I'm not defending it, but maybe because it's a different era now, it's like hella wrong. But back then in those times, okay, if you're in the fucking 80s, my nigga, and you got a girl, and you're hella into rock, my nigga, and the rock band decides.
That was a little girl.
Oh, it was a little girl?
Not little, but she was like 18.
Oh, 17. I thought it was a fucking like grown ass woman we're talking about. Oh, then never mind. I thought you were talking about like a fucking 20 year old woman. Whoa, we're talking about teenagers?
She was a fucking trooper about it, but fuck, that was weird.
Fuck, that's kind of tough.
Yeah.
Imagine having to tell your kids that Vincent Fernandez. What the fuck? Vincent Fernandez groped my titty. Wait, so, okay, I'm going to say something, but I don't know if it's controversial.
If it is, I won't speak on it.
Nah. It's, so back when I was, I'd say, probably 6th or 7th grade, probably even smaller, I think 5th grade, I went to Slide Rock, and, as I went down on the little fucking, you know, the little slide rock, the actual fucking, you know, the shit you go down on, I came up at the end, and I was grabbing this fucking thing, you know, squishy as fuck. And at first, I was like, what the fuck am I grabbing? But I couldn't see. But I just remember I grabbed it because I couldn't feel the wall. So as I'm grabbing it, I'm squishing, so I thought it was like a little ball or something, right? So I open my eyes, and I come up, and it's a fucking mom. And I'm like groping the fuck out of her titty. Mom? Yeah, like a big ass fucking lady. And I'm just like sucked onto that shit, bro. And then she looks at me and she smiles. I'm like, what the fuck? So I was like, whoa. I was like, what the fuck? What's going on here? No, bro, I didn't know what the fuck I was grabbing onto at first. I was kind of like, especially at that time, bro, when you're young as fuck, you don't really like fucking think about shit like that. I was kind of, what the fuck, nigga? That's kind of weird. Why'd she smile at me after? That's what I was kind of lost on. But
I can guarantee you she didn't want no little
hobby. I don't know what the fuck she was on. Maybe her husband didn't grab her that way or some shit. I was fucking suction cup to that titty, I'll tell you that much.
I don't condone.
Nah, I mean, I was at the young time, I was very young, so I don't condone it either. I don't think it was right, but it happened. Not saying I raped the bitch or nothing, but...
Raped.
You good, nigga?
Nah, I'm gonna snark this bitch, man.
You guys got any questions?
Nigga, you didn't have no more questions. I swear you had more.
I'm thinking, nigga. I'm trying to think on what the... Let me see. I know I have more. I'm trying to see what's popping in this bitch. How you motherfuckers doing today? I feel like I haven't asked the audience their questions. Feel free to fucking let us know what's going on. How you fucking feeling. Oh, okay. What was your favorite thing to do as a kid?
As a kid?
Yeah. What did you like to do when you were little?
I gotta think about that. Play video games.
For real?
Yeah. I was pretty antisocial.
What was your favorite video game to play?
Fucked with Halo. Halo was my shit.
I fucked with Halo Reach.
Halo Reach. Halo 3 was OG. Halo 3 was OG.
Halo 3 or Halo 3 ODST?
Nah, fuck all that.
You didn't like that one?
But nah, I didn't fuck with that one.
I didn't really get it. I got it and I kind of fucking...
I played the trial. It was alright.
Well, I didn't even understand what the fuck it was about.
Yeah, but it was...
I didn't even know it was part of the story or anything. I kind of just played it because it was fucking Halo.
Yeah.
What about you, Fido? What'd you do?
Shit, believe it or not, bro, my ass used to go to the library.
What the fuck?
And get books to read.
And nigga, that's one of the questions. What's your favorite book? Yay!
Knowledgeable,
man. Yeah, I don't know, but I used to read a lot.
Did you ever read Harry Potter?
I'm trying to get back to read... Huh?
Did you ever read Harry Potter?
Harry Potter? Nah, bro, that shit...
I'm gonna keep it 100, bro. I don't give a fuck. I'm a nerd at heart with Star Wars. I think Harry Potter's whack as fuck. I think that shit is weird. I don't know who the fuck thinks it's cool to wave a fucking wand around. That shit's kind of whack.
That one bitch, Emma Watson, though.
Nigga, have you not seen Star Wars? You not seen all the bad bitches in Star Wars?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, nigga.
Aliens, bro. What the fuck?
Nigga, don't you fuck with space?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't want to fuck with the alien? Nigga, you wouldn't want to fuck with the alien if she was bad.
Fucking my kind,
bro. Nah. So now you racist.
Nah,
bro. So now you anti-fucking alien, nigga. What's up?
Humans, nigga.
You sound like a fucking racist man right now. You're not fucking with no xenomorph, nigga. That's fucked up. You wouldn't fuck with the predator if he was real.
You're the type of nigga to have a dragon dildo in your house.
Nigga, I don't carry shit like that. What the fuck is a dragon dildo?
Exactly what it is. Exactly.
It's dragon, nigga.
It's a dragon dildo.
What the fuck? I don't know about that, nigga. That's kind of weird. I didn't even know that kind of shit existed, keep it honest.
That's cap.
I swear.
Everyone that's listening knows that this is cap.
No, I mean, I used to. I like some of his old shit.
Did you hear they're trying to cancel?
For what? I feel like you can't cancel shit that's said in the past, bro.
I think that's stupid, bro. No, it was for that one song, I Love the Way You Lie with Rihanna.
What the abuse shit?
Because he was like open the house down or some bullshit like that. I don't
know. Nigga, so we just not gonna talk about how Rihanna had a whole song about how Chris Brown beat the shit out of her and the actor looked like Chris Brown? Why don't we cancel that shit if we cancel everything? That's what I don't understand. I fucking hate cancel culture. That shit is so fucking stupid. Try canceling me. I would not fuck. Suck my dick on soft, nigga. Guarantee you that. Got me fucked up. That shit is so stupid, nigga.
I don't co-sign that, big bro.
You don't fuck with cancel culture?
I think at the beginning it was a good thing. Now I think they're just taking...
What were they even counseling at the beginning?
Like people that deserved it, like rapists and shit that were getting discovered. And they would try to still, like, play it off. I think that's when it's good. Yeah.
R. Kelly, fighting for my fucking life out here.
I think that's when it's good. But when it gets to, like, fucking over Bill a tweet Cosby. Or over... Something small.
Fucking cartoon character. I don't know.
Nigga. Bro. I don't give a fuck. Say what you want about me. They downgraded Lola Bunny. Lola Bunny was bad as fuck. That bitch was thick, nigga. How you gonna fuck Lola Bunny up? Now she looks like a fucking mom in her 30s. Hell no.
They called LeBron liking a post that showed the...
The two bunnies. Yeah.
And the thing was like, I like the old one or something like that. Something about liking the figure of the old one.
And he liked it.
And LeBron liked it.
What's wrong with that? It's kind of true, though.
It's funny. It's kind of true. Why do you want sex appeal in a kitchen?
Not sex appeal, nigga, but it's more just, why change the fucking character? There's nothing wrong with it.
Why do you want her back?
Want the way she looked? Why change the way someone looked if it's not broken? Like SpongeBob. I can't even fucking recognize SpongeBob no more. It's more of a nostalgia movie, nigga, than a kids movie.
No, it's not.
Space Jam, nigga. If it wasn't nostalgia, why'd they make another one?
Because it's about basketball players.
Nigga, it's about okay, but it's, if it's about basketball, why don't they just make it their own movies for kids? It's nostalgia. They have the name. Kids. No, nigga, they took
it's not
the
rated
name.
R.
Okay, so the new Chucky movie that came out.
It's rated R.
Right, but is it? But it's nostalgia, right?
What do you mean? That has nothing to do with the rating.
Yes, it does, nigga. They took the name. You're lost. How'd you get lost, bitch? Nigga, they took Chucky, a good franchise, like mediocre.
Which is not a kid's movie, but okay.
Okay, but they took it and they made it into something that's fucking garbage. They're taking Space Jam, and from what I'm hearing, it looks like shit.
Because it's a fucking kid's movie. They're not going to try to appeal to the 40 or 50 year olds that are now going to be watching.
Okay,
it
so then why?
Making it for kids.
But why name it Space Jam 2?
Because it's the second one. But it's not a story. They're not aging.
They're continuing the story from the first one.
It's a storyline. Not a story involving time and years. It's just a plot. A storyline.
Okay, so if Space Jam is just like a movie for kids,
yeah.
Why is it in so much pop culture then, if it's just for kids?
Because it's friendly. It's advertisement friendly. They're going to put it out there.
It's just for kids, though.
Exactly.
But it's also for grown people,
kids,
too.
Like give you views.
Okay, nigga, but I'm saying it's also for kids too. It's also for more than just kids.
If you want to, yeah, go ahead. It's a cartoon. Anyone can watch it.
Right, my nigga, but you're trying to make it just seem it's just for kids. It's not just for kids. It's a nostalgia movie.
The audience is supposed to be for kids.
No, it's a nostalgia movie.
The majority of the audience should be kids, you know what I'm saying?
But if it was okay, so my thing is if it's meant for kids, right? Why not name it something else? Why name it Space Jam 2 and continue
the
story?
Because it was meant for kids back then, too. Why would they change the... What's the difference between the first one and the second one other than the characters? The plot, right?
I mean, the first one wasn't really necessarily meant for kids. It was more just a fucking... Actually, okay, yeah, you do got me that. Because Looney Tunes was back then was popping for kids, okay? But now it's not more just a kids movie. It's more for nostalgia.
No, it's not.
Nigga, if it okay, if it wasn't a, if it was just a kids movie.
What do you mean a nostalgia?
Okay, so for nostalgia, the way the way I'm explaining it is, they took a franchise, they took a movie, like Space Jam. Nothing's wrong with it, nothing like that. Characters, everything's cool. They took that movie, they're taking it to present day, putting on what people call today, today's Michael Jordan, LeBron James, into the movie.
Not true, but okay.
Okay? No, I'm not, that's just, not yet, that's not what I'm saying. I don't think he's today's Michael Jordan, but just what people say is today's Michael Jordan. Today's Michael Jordan, right? Mm-hmm. They're putting him in that movie with the same characters and even more basketball players today. For the nostalgia purpose. Because if it was a different movie.
For the nostalgia.
Yeah, because if it was a different movie than Space Jam, they would name it something else. They wouldn't name it Space Jam 2 something 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 after the first one. They would name it something else if it's just for kids. You feel me? It's more of a nostalgia because Space Jam. Hold on, let me finish. Because Space Jam is not just now. Those kids that were in the 90s grew up. With Space Jam, right?
Let me know
and so they got the fucking shoes, clothes, everything. They even make jerseys, the NBA, all that.
Oh.
So it's not only just in fucking, it's not for kids no more. It's pop culture. SpongeBob too. SpongeBob, the same thing. A lot of adults kind of fuck with it, but it's not in fucking everyday shit. It's not on shoes. I mean, it's in basketball shoes, but you don't fucking buy 500 pair of fucking SpongeBob shoes.
They made a kid SpongeBob movie recently, right?
For kids, but SpongeBob's right. always been for kids. It's not what, it, but it's the difference between Space Jam. Hold on,
Space Jam.
Because no, but nigga, Space Jam is more than just a kids movie. It's put into pop culture. It's got a higher
Why
level
are you
than just kids.
Those two things, it can be those two things at the same time.
Can it though?
Yes, it can.
I feel like I
nigga,
feel like
it can still be a pop culture movie, but still be a kids movie because pop culture is family friendly. Pop culture radio is censored radio, 98.3, 101.1. It could be both. It'll be in the popular eye
and
kid-friendly.
So what about Rick and Morty? Rick and Morty's in pop culture, and it's not kid-friendly.
Yeah, Rick and Morty.
Because that's targeting
a more mature audience.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's an adult.
Okay.
Show.
Okay, I get what you're saying. I think we were on the same book, just different
animation.
Pages.
Yeah.
I think that's what we were on. I don't know.
But it's not a nostalgia movie. It's a kid's
movie. I think it's more a nostalgia.
It does have a lot of nostalgia. I could give it that, but it's
but
not.
It's not. It's
not. A,
it's
not
let alone a, kids movie.
Yes, it's just a straight up kids movie with just not. Cause look, here's the way I see it, the business way. It was for kids back then, right? They dropped it back then.
Right.
They want to keep the name relevant.
Okay.
Everyone relevant, right?
Okay.
And the way you do that is target the same audience, just different times, aka I don't know, 20 years later. I don't know when it was.
30,
was
I think, because the 90s was 30 years ago, so about
yeah,
30 almost.
Goddamn, but Yeah, so they're just dropping it at a later date, later years,
mm-hmm.
to keep the name still going, to keep it relevant. If they never made no more Space Jams, it'd fade away. Like,
dude,
all the
two
other
of
movies,
them young motherfuckers.
Exactly.
But if okay, so what you're saying, if they would have never made it, it faded away, how come it hasn't?
Just give it time.
It's been 30 years.
In 150 years, they're not going to talk about Space Jam 1 if there wasn't no Space
I
Jam
think they
2, 3,
would. I think,
4,
they,
5.
I think they would if they don't talk about it.
Oh, what, weren't they teasing it?
What?
The second one?
It started coming out this
it's
year.
It's already coming out.
No, I know, but, like, before that, when they're, like, kind of, like, teasing it.
Yeah.
Like, way before.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was kind of controversial because LeBron was the main star, and people were like, what the fuck? It's kind of gay. Nobody really fucks LeBron like that. I'd rather have more of... Honestly, I think I'd rather have Michael Jordan come back than fucking LeBron. And have today's stars, like LeBron, be with Jordan.
That'd be sick.
Then have fucking...
Because then the storyline could continue.
Exactly. Or have the kid that was in the fucking Space Jam movie, his son, be the main fucking character. Instead of it now... This is why I say it's a nostalgia movie. Because it's taking the same story from the first movie and putting
it's
it into this one.
It's not the same story, though.
What's the difference?
It's going to be a different story. It's going to be a different plot. It's going to be the same overall setting and character.
I seen the trailer, nigga. It's the same thing. But the only difference is instead of LeBron fighting him in the fucking Toonie world, they fight him in the planet.
They're going to have different... What do I say? They're going to have different...
I think it's going to be the same plot.
They're going to have different things in the movie to lead up to the same battle, obviously.
Nah, I think it's the same plot. I don't think
they're not
going
to take the same... They're not going to recycle the same movie.
I think they are, bro.
That'd
I'm not even shitting
move.
You.
That would be a bad movie.
That's what I understand. Why would you make another one if that one was so good?
This is why I'm telling you they're making
like,
another
okay,
one.
Okay, okay, so...
Nigga, listen to me. This is why I'm telling you they're making another one. Because it's a different...
You need to loosen up, bitch. Because
it's a different plot to get to that same battle. It's going to be the same battle at the end, at the basketball court.
Just...
It's always going to be that with Space Jam. But the way leading up to there is going to be different. different actions.
Like you're saying, it's gonna be a different. I mean,
it's gonna be a different story. Battle, different. Story.
I mean,
like
no.
A different point of view type shit, something like that.
Okay, so the way I see it, how this is in my opinion, how I think that movie's gonna go down. I think it's gonna go down just like the first one, where LeBron's doing his thing in LA. He's obviously still playing. They come back and take down because they have the fucking Monstars. They come back down, but instead of it being like all guys, there's more than just guy aliens now. There's girl ones because Diana Taurasi's in the movie. So I think they're gonna take the power from fucking Diana Taurasi, Klay Thompson, all those motherfuckers that are in the movie, take the same thing that they did in the first one, and then instead of LeBron going to the fucking Toontown where the Looney Tunes are, actually gonna come up and then they're gonna go to space and fight them. That's what I think the only difference is. They're just flipping the setting. Yeah. They're flipping it. Instead of it being that's in Toontown. But it's the same. It's the same era. It's the same
storyline.
But it's the same idea.
Yeah, but different story. Same idea, different story.
Maybe. Not really fucking with it.
Watch the movie, bitch.
I'm gonna watch it because I got HBO Max. So I'm gonna see what it's all about. But.
Oh, it's on there.
Yeah. Okay.
Nah, I see this shit, but fuck, what was it, fuck Hulu and what, Netflix?
Yeah, fuck them both, bro. We got about 8 minutes left.
Yeah, low key, bro.
So, this brings my thing, too. In 2 weeks, Godzilla versus King Kong is coming out. In your opinion, who do you guys have winning that fight?
Monkey.
King Kong? Are you fucking serious?
I think Godzilla,
bro. But you know why I think, too, at the end, I think King Kong's going to win?
I think they're going to be on some bullshit and make him win.
The reason why I think King Kong could win is that in his movie, I don't know if you remember when he fell down the ravine, he fought dinosaurs and he split their mouth open.
Right.
Like he was able, but then again, they were small as fuck.
No, my thing is, the reason why I think he's going to win.
Godzilla got fired.
Is because in the last movie, it was Godzilla, King of the Monsters. Right? Okay. In this movie, it's Godzilla versus Kong, not King Kong. So the way that I feel like they're gonna set up this movie, because there's another monster, I think it's Mechagodzilla. I think they're gonna fight it out. They're gonna fuck up. They're gonna team up to fight Mechagodzilla. Then at the end, there's gonna be a fight between Godzilla and King Kong, and I think King Kong's gonna beat Godzilla. And then at the end, they're gonna give him that bullshit. Oh, it's King Kong, and that's when they fucking move forward, nigga. Because there's no reason why it should be called Godzilla versus Kong, if we know him as King Kong. You feel me?
Dude, I never thought about it.
That's why I kept seeing it, bro. And if they hold Godzilla, I'm gonna be fucking pissed.
Bro,
no fucking gorilla should be able to beat a fucking 400 foot fucking Godzilla fucking gigantic lizard who breeds fire. It should be no. He fucking killed the gigantic dragon in the last movie.
But then before that too.
This nigga fought a fucking lizard with no fire and only two legs. Bullshit. If they hold fucking Godzilla, I think I'm gonna be fucking pissed. I think I'm gonna stop fucking with Paramount Studios. I think I'm gonna write a sincere letter telling them to go fuck themselves, because that is some grade A bullshit. Also, I need to buy some old Godzilla merch. I just been fucking with Japanese culture lately. Fucking, I got some, when I get paid from Amazon, I got some fucking, like, they got some clothing that I want. They got some robes, like the big ass shirts. I want some of those. I just feel like I feel like I'd be praising Japan because of how fucking big I am. They fuck with big people over there.
You should be a sumo wrestler.
Nah, fuck that.
I feel like if you learn.
If I learned, yeah, but I feel like it's kind of fucked if I just go over there and take something that wasn't mine to begin with.
What do you mean?
But sumo wrestlers over there, they train their whole lives to be just somebody. So imagine me just fucking going over there.
Fuck your bro. Hey, survival of the fittest. I mean, people can be better.
It's natural selection, baby.
Plus, I don't really fuck with Japanese food. I just fuck with the culture. I'm not... Japanese food makes me shit a lot, so...
I want to eat pho, but someone tell me how to order it.
How do you... What the fuck is pho? You heard of pho?
That's what I'm talking about.
Is that what it is, pho?
Pho or pho, I don't know.
What the fuck is pho?
Different meats and plants in it.
What the fuck?
But I don't know how the pho
is. Ramen, nigga? That's ramen.
I don't know how to order it. There's ramen in it.
Oh, really?
Sometimes, yes, bitch. There's egg.
I think you have to specifically...
Egg? What the fuck?
You have to specifically order everything you want.
Bro, you know what's crazy? It's crazy how you see different cultures on what they eat. Like, I'm pretty sure Japanese people are like, what the fuck is chorizo? You feel me? Yeah. But then we're like, what the fuck is ramen? Who the fuck puts a piece of beef in a fucking bowl with noodles and shrimp? But I think that shit smack.
I get down
with the chicken noodles and put some chicken in that bitch. Mm-hmm. Some actual grilled chicken. Put that bitch in the fucking noodles.
Make a fucking Instagram for this, bro.
Make an Instagram for it? I don't have enough of a following yet.
True.
Wait, nah, I wanna. You're not gonna
fucking make one and instantly get 10,000 followers.
No, but I wanna. I wanna make a. I wanna have enough followers on my own page so that way once I have it, I can put it onto that one and tell them to go check it out.
You need to interact with them because they can't interact with you right now.
What do you mean? They have my Snap. Everybody that sees this,
no one's gonna go out of their way to add you and text you on Snapchat.
They have
before. They need an Instagram.
They need an Instagram.
Yeah, I'm telling you, because it's more official than a Snapchat, though.
I'm
gone. It's just something small right now.
It's so easy to make an extra account on Instagram and just make it a business account.
And just put what on there? Just
make it your fucking, what's it called? Doughboys?
Doughboys Podcast.
Hey, what's that merch?
Yeah. When's the merch dropping?
Yeah. No, we gotta make our own website now.
Wow, what happened to the website? Custom ink, send the cash. Send the money and we'll make them custom made for you.
Now we have a company that can make them and everything, but we just need our own website that we can actually
see. That's kind of sketchy.
No, it's not. You just, what do you mean? You need business partners, boy.
I know, but making my own website and then have to keep track of it and all that. I want to, once I, I'm
Ooh,
telling you,
business, nigga.
Once I get, well, that's what I'm saying.
What
once I get,
do
once I get a big enough following, bro. Right now, it's a two-man army. It's me and Luis. But sooner or later, once we build the following, we start getting more people that listen to it. And instead of it's me, 100, 200, it's more than just 200. It's 3,000, 4,000 people Nigger. That are listening to it. It's two niggas right now. But I guarantee you, once we get more, I'm pretty sure we'll get a guy that can fucking do some research for us, do our fucking money, do our website, get our merch out, all that. Right now, it's only, we're probably on fucking episode 6.
Bro, these niggas started off, like, from the bottom.
Right, but how long has it took for you to get there, though?
It takes time, nigga.
Okay, but what you're doing is trying to put it on me to make it. Nigga, I just started this about a week ago. You want me to make a whole Instagram, a web, like all that?
I made an Instagram.
Not even a day after I made my YouTube
channel. Yeah, I don't. It's not. That's not how.
Well, you gotta build them both.
I know. It's gonna take time. It's because I don't want more followers on that page than I do on my own.
Yeah.
That's
when you have enough followers on there, you start tagging your personal one.
I want them to follow my personal before that.
Wow.
I feel like then it's too personal. That's what I'm saying. They just need somewhere they can go that's your page.
And
that they can talk to you about the podcast.
And ask me questions and shit like that?
Yeah, because no one's going to go to your personal to ask you about podcast shit. Unless they know you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People that are new want to go to an Instagram that is your podcast.
And see what's popping. Yeah. See what's going on.
They're not getting the message directly. You know. You
can post like pictures of us at the party. Like, oh, about to film a fucking podcast. Tune in. Like, make it visual to them. So they can see what's going on.
Let them know.
Story.
Release time.
Yeah, but I'm telling you.
Okay. Get a little schedule going.
I just want to see my nigga succeed.
No, I feel you. I mean, with me, it's just all... The way I feel with the podcast, it's... I don't give a fuck. It's my own opinion. It's Luis's opinion. It's anybody else's podcast. Anybody that's on the podcast, it's your opinion. My podcast is more, let your emotions and your feelings out on my podcast and say what you got to say about certain objects, certain things, certain topics. Yeah, my nigga, what you feel about guns, cars, fucking topics.
Well, are you going to have people over, like...
Hey, we should film another one after this.
Like, interviewing
touch. Yeah, on Fridays.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, tune in Friday. We got a special guest. We got two of them. They're actual artists. They're on the come up. They're actually doing their thing. They're making music. They're supposed to be on this Friday. So, tune in. Can't say any names yet. They're on the come up. Yay! They're on the come up. They're actually they're moving on. They're doing their thing. They wanted to get a little exposure on the podcast, and I told them it'd be cool. Let them know. With another episode, give them a back to back one after we just give them an hour.
Hit them up. Or you can upload this one.
And upload this one and then film for another one for tomorrow or for Wednesday. Yeah, we can do that.
Don't forget to check out SOS Productions.
Make sure you guys check out SOS Productions. See the recent video they just put out. They just put out a couple clips from our podcast that we had on Friday. Make sure you guys go check that out. Show some love.
Thank you.
Follow my nigga on his Snap, his Instagram. Shout out to SOS. Make sure you guys go fuck with their page. You smoke weed. They smoke weed on video. You guys go. You guys smoke. Listen to them while they smoke.
Don't forget to follow Fidel Solis.
Yeah, make sure you guys follow Instagram. Fidel on Instagram. Fidel, give him your shit before the time runs out.
It's a Fidel.
Ooh.
Ladies, he's single.
Two S's.
He's big. He's strong.
It's a Fidel.
I heard he's got a big old dick. So if you're trying to get okay. fucked, get at my boy. Okay. Get at my boy. And we'll catch you, ladies and gentlemen. This has been a Doughboys podcast. We'll see you on the next episode. Yeah. Peace.